Foreign-educated doctors who emigrate to the United States often find it impossible to practice medicine here. Many are forced to abandon their profession and seek other work. Florida International University in Miami has come to the rescue with a program to steer foreign doctors into new medical careers. Alan Tomlinson reports.
Jean Fenelon was a country doctor in Haiti for 14 years, until he decided to run for political office in his turbulent country. Government supporters forced him to flee Haiti 5 years ago.
I had my clinic burned, I had everything destroyed. I have to flee to save my life.
Fenelon was granted political asylum in the United States, but his Haitian medical degree didn't qualify him to practice medicine here. Instead, he worked first as a farm laborer picking oranges, then as a door-to-door salesman.
It was really difficult to adjust to those jobs. Imagine the doctors of 14 years coming here now, trying to work to pick oranges. It was a total despair.
No one knows for sure how many foreign-educated doctors share this experience in the United States. If they want to practice medicine here, they have to take 3 medical board examinations in English. For many, the challenge is just too difficult. So a group of them living in Miami asked Florida International University for help.
And they came and asked us if we would develop an accelerated program for them, so that they could become registered nurses.
Davina Grossman is director of FIU's nursing school.
They felt that this was an opportunity for them to return to the field, you know, of healthcare and be able to make a contribution.
She says it was a great idea coming at the right time because of a nationwide shortage of registered nurses. Florida alone will need 37,000 more of them by 2006. What's more, the Hospital Corporation of America, which owns 3 hospitals in Miami, was happy to foot the bill. As for doctors willing to turn to nursing, more than 600 foreign-educated physicians applied for the 40 places the university offered in its first class. Most came from Cuba and other Latin American countries, others from as far afield as Romania and the Philippines. Jean Fenelon jumped at the opportunity, but for a once-proud Haitian doctor, nursing was not an easy adjustment.
Because imagine you are a doctor, always giving orders, now you are receiving the orders.
Nursing director Davina Grossman says the adjustment didn't end there. As former doctors, the students were accustomed to prescribing treatment, but had little experience following through with patient care.
During the first weeks of clinical experience, the instructors would say, well, tell me where your patient is now, or what is going on with the patient, and they would be able to rattle off the results of laboratory tests or diagnostic procedures, but not necessarily know if the patient had already been downstairs for a chest x-ray or had had the CAT scan or if the lab technician came in to draw the blood, because it's not ordinarily part of what they've had to do.
After 18 months of training, 32 doctors made the adjustment and graduated as registered nurses in December. Jean Fenelon was among them. He now has a job waiting for him in a hospital near Orlando and is thrilled at the prospect.
I will be back in the hospital. I will be back in my field. It's the beginning of a new life.
Florida International University has had inquiries from schools around the country interested in emulating the program. Alan Tomlinson, NPR News, Miami.